So, the Upanishads say that the absolute truth is unchanging, and even the Sri Vaishnavas talk about aparivartan. They say that this world is also real, but it is changing, parivartanshil, and the absolute truth is aparivartanshil satya. But then our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas say that even this world, even this Krishna's abode, is changing. So if it is changing, then how do we reconcile that with the unchanging nature of the absolute truth? See, the word change has a particular context or has a particular significance when it is used in philosophical sense, and it has another sense when it is used in the context of rasa. So for example, Krishna defines the word kala, concept kala. He says, kalosmi loka kshekrut pravuddho. Time I am, I have come to destroy all the worlds. Now you could say time causes all kinds of, time is the agency through which various changes manifest. That actually creation happens, maintenance happens, destruction happens.
I'll try two pieces.
So when time can have many features, but Krishna talks about it as the destructive feature of time. So like that is in the material world, whatever exists, it will get destroyed eventually. So change, when we talk about it, that everything is changing in this world, there is deterioration and there is destruction. So in the philosophical sense of time as the agency of destruction, that does not exist in the spiritual world. But time as an agency that brings about transformation for intensifying reciprocation of love, that definitely exists in the spiritual world. And that is what is talked about. So, in different contexts, the emphasis is different. So the Upanishads, just as the Upanishads may talk about how the absolute truth does not have any form, no qualities, no this thing, no that. But then the Bhagavatam and other scriptures talk about the absolute truth with form. So in a particular context, when material form is being talked about, at that time emphasis is there's no form. But then when spiritual form is talked about, there is form. So when the basic analysis difference between matter and spirit is being made, and that in the emphasis is matter changes, spirit doesn't change. So spirit in its self-existence is unchanging. Spiritual forms are also unchanging. But within that there is dynamism in terms of the variety of reciprocations. So in the philosophical sense, change means that which causes deterioration, that which causes destruction. So deteterioration and destruction are absent in the spiritual world. There can be variation that happens for enhancing reciprocation, and that is not considered as change in the philosophical context. And that's why we can say that the absolute truth is unchanging, and yet we can have a reciprocations which involve variations, which involve changes. So in the rasa sense, for the reciprocation, there is definitely variation and change that happens, but it is not in the sense of deterioration and destruction, which is the sense in which philosophically the word change is used.